أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وتبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear students, dear teachers, dear fellow brothers and sisters in Iman, dear fellow brothers and sisters who live in the holy city of Qom, 2SOQ, student of Qom's Thursday family night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is such an honor to be here in the presence of every single one of you on this cold but quite warm night based upon Iman. In the holy city of Qom, as we celebrate the Wilada of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam and the Wilada, the birth anniversary of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, and as we celebrate the martyrdoms of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and their companions. What a beautiful night to come together and celebrate in all these different celebrations. Of course, we want to first and foremost, even before we start our program, thank all of our volunteers who spent quite a few hours yesterday decorating the hall, mashallah. Usually we have balloons on the floor, but somebody came up with the ingenious idea of putting in helium, so the balloons are all towards the roof, and it truly looks very beautiful. May Allah bless them all. Let's send every single one of them and their families a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. So once again, as we had said previously, we are here together on this auspicious night of Thursday night in the holy city of Qom, of course celebrating the wiladas of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam, and the wilada, the birth anniversary of Imam Khomeini, and of course the martyrdom anniversaries of Shaykh Haj Qasim Soleimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and their companions. One of the things that I forgot to mention in the previous segment is that we are also celebrating Mother's Day. So unlike the Mother's Day that occurs at a fairly random date in other parts of the world, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, Mother's Day coincides with the birth anniversary of the Lady of Light, Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam. A very beautiful example of jihad-e-tab'een when it comes to the cultural front and how Islam has its own culture as well. So very happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers who attending tonight's program brought to you by students of Qom. Because usually what we do is based upon the event that we are celebrating, we have certain quotes from each one of those topics that we're covering. So I'm gonna go backwards, and I'm gonna start with the fact that we are celebrating the martyrdom anniversaries of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and of course their companions. So a question might come up to some of our minds, right, is that, well, how are you celebrating, you know, a martyrdom of somebody? It's interesting, when we saw a lot of the Shuhada and the martyrs of the Fai Muqaddas, the 8-year sacred defense war, many times we saw that Imam Khomeini, and of course even in the present day, Imam Khamenei, they would say Tabrik and Tasliyat. So they would say congratulations and condolences. So of course the condolences is because of the demise or the martyrdom, the loss of losing someone. But tonight we're celebrating the martyrdom. And so how do you Tabrik? I'm sure many of you know this group and collection of students and teachers, but humbly, these martyrs have attained an eternal salvation. And this is what we celebrate, that they have joined the martyrs of the past, including Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So I have a quote from Imam Khamenei talking about the Shuhada and specifically Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani. His Eminence says that Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani is the symbol of hope. He is the symbol of self-confidence. He is the symbol of bravery, and he is a manifestation of resistance and victory. To send all of our shuhada, well, let's send all of our shuhada a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We have three things that we're celebrating today. We already talked about the first thing, and we already delivered the first quote, which was about Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani and how he was a symbol of the resistance. The second thing that we are celebrating, of course, is the wilada of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. So Imam Khamenei, when speaking about Imam Khomeini, he says that Imam Khomeini taught everyone to put aside the existing dividing lines between the people in Islamic societies, right? One of the things that Imam Khomeini and the Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolution and Imam Khamenei have always emphasized on, and that is Muslim unity and Islamic unity. So here Imam Khamenei, talking about Imam Khomeini, says that he wanted to erase all dividing lines between the Muslims. He says that there is only one dividing line, and that is the dividing line between faith and Islam on one side and unbelief and arrogance on the other. This is the only dividing line. Shia and Sunni is not a dividing line. Pakistani or Indian is not a dividing line. Ethnicities, languages are not a dividing line. Where you live geographically is not a dividing line. There is only one dividing line, and that is the line between Iman and the line that is on the other side of Kufr. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. You know, you should never be tired of sending salutations upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. It is actually one of the mustahab things to do on Thursday night, Shabbat Jum'ah. One of the mustahab things to do is to do this. So don't get tired. Matter of fact, every single one, you should recite louder than the previous. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Of course, talking about Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, an individual who conducted a jihad-e-tab'een throughout her life. And it seems that the very first jihad-e-tab'een that Her Eminence conducted was when she was born. So when Her Eminence was born, prior to that, as you know, the polytheists of Mecca would call the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Abtar, one who has no descendancy, one whose lineage will be cut off. And via her birth, Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam conducted this jihad-e-tab'een and clarified for once and for all that it is not the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is abtar. Matter of fact, he is kawthar, and the enemies of the Messenger of Allah and the enemies of Islam are truly the ones who are abtar. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, Wajil Farajam. My last quote tonight is from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who talks about Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam. He says, Fatima Zahra alayha salam is an expansive and lofty sky. Lady Fatima is an expansive, lofty sky in whose embrace the luminous stars of Imamat have been placed. A lofty sky in whose embrace the stars of Imamat have been placed.